We have an interesting topic today, which is at the nexus point of some of the lamdas and the very practical halachos of Nisuin and Erisin, which we've talked about, Bein HaMitzarim, Hein LeSfarad, V'Hein LeAshkenaz. So we'll start out in what seems like a very abstract place for the halachos here, but then we'll come exactly to why it matters so much. So this would be under the subject heading, of the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, this is Nekoseras, this is basically continuing on with Arachayim Simin Tavkov Nun Aleph. So the Rambam in the Koseras of Hilchos Ishus says, Yesh Bichalan Arba Mitzvah, Shtei Mitzvah Saseh, Shtei Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Vizehu Pirtan, Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin, Shalo Siboa Isha Biloksuba Vikidushin, Shalo Yimana Sherksusva Ona, and lefaros uleravos mimena. Okay, very interesting formulation. So the Rambam identifies four different mitzvos, obviously midaraisa, and the Rambam wants to signify in the Koseras, as we've been discussing in Hilchos Tanios, that something is not a din daraisa. He refers to it as divrei sofrim in the Koseras. These are all dinim daraisa. So the Rambam says to marry a woman through a particular method called ksuba v'kidushin is a mitzvah daraisa. But it's not entirely dissociated from another mitzvah daraisa, which is lefaros uleravos mimena. Now, in case you were wondering about that, you know, the Rambam could have just said lefaros uleravos. But adding this one word in the Koseres, the Rambam has created a conceptual world. By adding the word mimena, so the Rambam is actually indicating that his understanding of the mitzvah, which is still an independent mitzvah, the mininan mitzvos, Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin, is that you have to understand it in light of Piriya of Erivya. So there are many, many, many halachos of Nisuin that are clarified by this connection. Again, not all the Rishonim subscribe to this idea at all, as we'll see the most famous countervailing example today, and you'll see how this plays out, again, halacha l'maisa in terms of the Bein HaMitzarim, but the Rambam Shita was that Piriya of Erivya has to be associated with the mitzvah of Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. Again, otherwise he would have just said Lefaros Ularavos as a separate mitzvah. So one of the famous examples of this is, let's say you find a marriage. Again, this is a little bit abstract in terms of the way that we practically observe the halacha, but everybody's familiar with it, the story of Avram and Sarah, and how old Avram and Sarah were when they conceived, and how old Avram was. He was 75 years old, the Torah says in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram obviously was not able to have a child with Sarah right away, so we have the story with Hagar. We know Yishmael was born when Avram is 86 years old. So there's an entire discussion in the Parshanim on the Torah and in the Gemara itself about, you know, what exactly that timing was about. And the Ramban takes issue with Rashi in terms of when you start the clock for calculating the 10 years in terms of a person moving on from a particular nisuin, if they're not able to v'hayu lebasar echad al yedei havlad, to consummate the marriage, to bring it to its fruition in terms of vlad, which would issue from that union. So if you think about it, so why would that be sensible altogether? It would be sensible if one understood that, let's say, whatever mitzvah existed in terms of marriage was really affiliated with the idea of Piriya Virivya. If there's no real affiliation between those two different mitzvahs, it's a big stretch to say that you want to break up Nisuin, right? Again, you know, we're over in Isser Daraisa, Hare Mochkin Es Hashem HaGadol, Kedei Laso Shalom Bin Ish V'Ishto, so you don't need me to go on about how much we would do to try to preserve a union together, the Mizbeach. The Gemara Masechta Gittin says is Mori Demos, when a marriage is terminated in a premature fashion. So it's like a nuclear option, the last resort that we would ever do. And yet, somehow you could understand it, again, conceptually speaking, at least, if one understands that Nisuin is really Lefaros Uleravos, that's the goal. So somehow the Nisuin itself might not be serving exactly what its purpose is. Again, so that's a very oversimplified kind of an approach, but you're seeing that the Rambam actually does believe that there's a connection between the two of them, which is why Hilchos Piri Avirivyar in Perek Tezvav of Hilchos Ishus, right, ensconced squarely within the body of Halachos that deals with Nisuin in general. Go ahead, Ilan.
Rabbi, would you say that there's no mitzvah then if the person has already been Mekayim Piri Avirivyar? And what about like Vilayra Valtanach Yadecha?
Okay, very good. So that is a very important point. And what's the nature of that mitzvah? The Rambam talks about that as a divrei sofrim, a very, very important extension of the mitzvah. But well, that's a gufa what we're going to get to in terms of thinking about, well, let's say a person is Mekayim Piri Avirivyar, what does that mean then in terms of the mitzvah of Nisuin? How do we think about it then? And that's, you anticipated exactly the issue of Bein HaMitzarim, because that would be a very practical distinction. So that's where this discussion is going. So I said I was going to present it at the end, but I could just as easily do it now. So let me just present the countervailing view, which is the view of the Rush. The Rush was very, very skeptical, and he built sort of a world in terms of his perspective, actually off of the Nusach HaBracha. So Yesha Katsu Shetzarech Lavarech Verchas Erisin Kodim Kedushin Keda Amar Kol Avrachos Kula Mevarechin Aleim Over Lasiyasan. So that's based on the Gemara Psachim and Daf Zayin. So okay, it's a mitzvah, so you should make the bracha before. V'yesh akash v'shetzarech la'asa zachar erusin, del mahadr ba'isha v'havla bracha levatala. So again, it really sounds like, technically speaking, it should come before, but you never know. She might say, no thank you. So we don't want it to be a bracha levatala. Again, as I've often said in learning this rush before, you know, it would take a very, very, very halachic man to react in that moment by saying, oh, a bracha levatala. There might be other things that cross your mind at that time, but it's a very inspirational idea that that would be the first thing that would cross a person's mind, is a bracha levatala. So in any event, that's the machlokas that the Rush presents in timing, but it doesn't sound like it's really a conceptual machlokas that would relate to all of this as a mitzvah. Od shebechol ha-mitzvah sofisha mazkir nasiyas ha-mitzvah Mivarchin alayin over lasiyas and avokanin mivarchin asher kideshanu lakadesh aisha. So now the Rush says, but there's something that's bothering me about this entire approach. I think the approach itself, forget about the timing issue, but the approach that this is a birchas hamitzvah is suspect. I'm suspicious of it because the language doesn't seem to reflect that asher kideshanu lakadesh aisha vekevan shein maskirin asiyas hamitzvah ein zarech lavarech over lasiyasan. So he says, well, maybe, even if you want to say that this is some kind of a birchas hamitzvah, if you're not actually referencing the mitzvah, then you don't have to make the bracha over lasiyasan. So here is where the Rush tips his hand a little bit about what I think he thinks a birchas hamitzvah is about. It's very similar to the Ritva in Psachim that we discussed so extensively this year when we're learning brachos, where the Ritva basically says, either, you know, broadly speaking, the avodas hanefesh is before the avodas hagaf, or more importantly, right, that what you're really doing when you're making a birchas hamitzvah is you're sort of consecrating the act by noting that you're doing l'shem Hashem Elokeinu. So the Rush seems to be of a similar mentality. I'm not saying that he, you know, was influenced, but he came to it through a very different tradition. But what he was basically saying here is that the only reason you have to make a bracha over lasiyasan, certainly not midin matir, but what it has to do with is referencing the act that you're about to do and making sure that you know that you're doing this act because it's an opportunity to elevate yourself and to sanctify yourself. If you're not going to reference the act, if the Nusach HaBracha doesn't include the actual mitzvah itself, l'kadesh ha'isha, there'd be less of a reason to make the bracha over lasiyasan. Okay, so for sure, he doesn't hold that it's a matir, and I think it's very similar to the first day in the Ritva Amsachim in terms of elevating or consecrating a particular action. Okay. And be that as it may, the Rush is going to go much further. So my mevarchin, asher kedeshanu v'tzosa v'tzivanu al harayos, asar lanu es harusa, sitir lanu es hanesus, ayudei chupa v'kidushin, baruch mekadesh Yisrael, v'nago edna mekadesh Yisrael, al yedei chupa v'kidushin. Very interesting. Again, it doesn't reference the act itself, right? Likadesh in terms of the active form, but at least it gives you the basic components. The chuppah, the kiddushin. So you have references here to erusin, the kiddushin itself, the chuppah, which seems to reference the nisuin as well. So yesh makshin al nusach brachazo So why did we abandon what would have been the standard formulation? Right, that's not the bracha that we make when it comes to shechita. Ve'od ma'inim lahaskir arayos bechan. Ve'od ma'lanu lahaskir chuppa bechan. Right, as I was noting before, the chuppa seems to reference not the erusin and the kiddushin, but rather the nisuin. Kevan shemivarchin virchas erusin ve'veis erusin below chuppa. So again, today, you know, they're so closely linked together, but in the times of the Gemara, it'd be separated by more than a year. So here the Rosh comes out and says it outright. So he's drilling around the edges, right, picking around the edges a little bit. Why isn't it over Las Yasan? What about the Nusach? Now he wants to say what's really on his mind. He says, you know why? You know, this sounds so different from a standard birchas hamitzvah, right? So there are little technical suggestions that a person can make, but the Rosh says, you know what? I don't really think that it's a mitzvah altogether. I'll tell you what mitzvah I think, you know, is associated with this in a general sense of the term is piriyah v'rivyah is a mitzvah. But the truth of the matter is, he's not recommending a person go down the pilagesh route, but one can be within the Dalet Amos of Halacha and arrive at Piriyah V'Rivya in other fashion. So it's not a sine qua non. You don't have to even say it's necessarily a Hechsher Mitzvah. So the Rosh deprived Kiddushin and Nisuin from a status that the Rambam was very prepared to give it as a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. And in fact, in terms of this decoupling of these two areas of the Kiddushin / Nisuin from Piriyah V'Rivya. So the Rosh says it's not just true in one direction that you could get to Piriyah V'Rivya, let's say, Al Yidei Pilegesh, but, and again, that taps into a big machlokas harishonim, is Pilegesh below Kiddushin and below Ksuba, or without both of them. Okay, that's a Rambam Ravid issue, not for now. But the Rosh says the opposite direction is true as well, right? Because one could have Kiddushin and Nisuin where there's no aspiration to Piriyah V'Rivya, Zakena, Islandess, exactly, Srischama. So he says, you know, this relationship between these two institutions, you can say two different mitzvos for the Rosh, but two different institutions should not be conflated. These are really two different areas for the Rosh. Okay, that's extremely important. He says that's why, and we'll read it inside in a second, the bracha here is not reflective of a typical birchas mitzvah, because really, if you think that there's a mitzvah going on here, it's not a mitzvah that's intrinsically tied to Kiddushin and Nisuin, and in some cases it's not tied at all. It has to do with Piriyah V'Rivya, which is really a separate topic altogether. So this has to be some other kind of bracha, because it's really not directly affiliated with any mitzvah. So the Rosh goes on to say, Af benosa isha l'shem Piriyah V'Rivya, kevan shef shalakayim mitzvahs Piriyah V'Rivya below Kiddushin, velo dami l'shchita, right, shenem b'chuyav l'shchor l'achol v'afilu hachi. Wait, we can still call it a mitzvah because it is the sine qua non. There's no way to get to non-ever minachai kosher meat, ella al yedei shchita, right? Rafilu hachi, shu shochel lachal mevarech, tohasam yafshul lachal blo shchita. Well, hach, afshul lachayim period v'rivya blo kiddushin, as you just explained, that's the significance of pilagesh, v'gam hasam afke kra b'lashon tzivoy. So then moreover, if you look at the chumash itself, you'll see the pasuk says, d'chsev v'zavachte v'achalta, v'l hach haksev in a very tentative sense, Ki kachi shisha ve'od debekad shemiyavsher below shchita hilkach mevarchen al kol shchita. He thinks that is a very fascinating idea that kadshim becomes typologically the basis for all forms of shchita. So in reverse, it's like when we learned chulin, we spent about 2 months on this line in the Rosh talking about the way that shchita, and this is the gemara in chulin and daf yud zayin, was exported from the world of Kadshim to the world of Chulin. So what is this bracha? Just a very important idea to have. The bracha zo niskin ala se shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher kiddushanu zesav, generally, v'hivdi lanu min ha'anamim, generally, v'tzivanu l'kada ishi shamuteres lanu v'lo achas min harayos. So sort of a siman, as opposed to sibav, our election and selection and elevation and sanctification is the fact that we have modes of behavior in this area. We don't allow ourselves to engage in arayos, v'lachas min arayos. Hence, the Rosh is answering his question, why do we have to reference the arayos altogether? Again, not because it's a berachas hamitzvah, but shelo yita adam lomar shabrachas shel kiddushin niskina lahatira lo. Right? V'kach hiskiru chupa lomar d'davke berachas chupa hi amateres hakala. Right? Kala below bracha asur labayla. That's a topic that we discussed a lot, alacha lemaisa, during the pandemic, the early months of the pandemic, in terms of weddings. Do you really need a minyan? You certainly need a minyan for Birchas HaChasanim, but so there we referenced the Nod of Yehuda's position that the truth of the matter is that Kala below Bracha, Asur Labayla, is not really Kala below Bracha, it's really Kala below Chuppa, it's a Melitza. So in any event, the Rosh says that we were concerned because of this formulation that a person might think that the Birchas HaErusin is a Matir on the Isha, so that's why we have to make it very clear, Asur Lanu Es HaRusa, Sitir Lanu Es HaNesu Oslanu, that's why the Rosh says the order is backwards. It should have really been al yedei kiddushin v'chuppa, but al yedei chuppa v'kiddushin, so that it really knocks you over the head and makes the point that the chuppa is going to be the matir. Hikdimu chuppa l'kiddushin lomar v'hitir lanu esan esuos, we would say lanu, al yedei chuppa sha'achar v'rchasa kiddushin. So the Rambam and the Rosh are living in two different worlds as far as this institution is concerned. The Rambam will accord the Araisa status of Lisa Isha, Biksuba, Vikidushin, right? So the mitzvah integrated of Kiddushin and Itsuin is independent. Again, then it feeds into Lafaru Sularavos Mimena, a second mitzvah the Araisa, and the Rosh will say the first is no mitzvah altogether. And the truth of the matter is that, again, he's not recommending that a person behave this way for various reasons, what the Ramban might have called Kedoshim Tiyu type reasons. But the fact of the matter is that Piriya Virivya does not need Kiddushin the way that the Heter Vachilas Basar or the Isser of Eber Minachai is Somech on the world of Shechita. So that's basically the conceptual framework to understand the Machokas that we're going to see today in terms of how to understand the minhagim of Bein HaMitzarim le'inyin nisuin. So remember, just to review what we talked about last week, is that the Achronim debated what exactly the issue was in terms of, let's say, nisuin. It was clear that that wasn't going to be taking place, either mishenichnasa for the tradition of Sfarad, or backed up, according to the Ramah, for minhagi Ashkenaz from Shiva Asar B'tamas. But the question is, what about Erisin itself? Is there Simcha associated with Erisin? The Sudas Erisin would be different than the Sudas Bersmila. That was something that we discussed in the Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram built off of that. He said, yeah, Erisin, there's intrinsic Simcha with a Suda associated with that. And even if there wasn't any Rikudin and Recholos, but Rikudin and Recholos is independently a problem, that became a very important starting point for halacha lemaisa discussion about things like music during the 3 weeks. Okay, so trying to figure out a little bit the comparison between the simcha of erisin, let's say, without even getting to nisuin, where simcha associated with erisin as it would relate to avelas and as it would relate to, say, something like Chol HaMoed. Are the standards of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the standards meaning of V'Samachta V'Chagecha V'Lo B'Yishtecha, exactly the same as the standards that we would apply to Simcha, either in Avelos Chadash or Avelos Yeshana? So what we suggested was that Dafka Avelos Yeshana, because Chorban Yerushalayim is really associated with the tragedy of Klal Yisrael, so Avelos Yeshana is going to be a little bit more accepting or tolerating of a heter, quote-unquote, for everybody but the Taz, a heter of Shema Yachdi Menu Acher, then personal Avelos will be the intensity of personal Avelos. So that is not going to allow heter even for Erisin, and Shema Yachdi Menu Acher is not going to be, let's say, sufficient grounds to overwhelm that. But in the world of Avelos Yeshana, even on Tisha B'Av itself, Boba Yom Ba'atzmo, a person would be allowed to engage in Erisin per se. So that's what we've discussed of this topic up until now. let's try to take things a little bit further. So if you take a look here, this is the second source. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Miros Chodesh Ara Tainis Vematan Vemaser Vematan Binyan Shel Simcha Beis Chatz Beis Chasnas Livno Binyan Shel Tzior V'Chiyor V'Netiyo Shel Simcha Kigon Avorniki Shel Malachim Shenotin Letzel V'Istofif B'Tzilo Minei Hadas Minei Ohalim V'im Hayakos Lo Nota Lipol. So that's already a Sakan Afal Pishul Shem Simcha Mutar Livnos. And then the Rama adds, "L'tzorech mitzvah hakol shari." We're not going to get in the way of a mitzvah, so all of these things would be permissible. That's based on Iran at the end of Tainus. That's what the Rama wants to say. So you start thinking to yourself, "Wait a second! So many of the examples that are given here, right? Maybe Rosh Chodesh had a Tainus for the Mechaber. So base chasnas livno. So you could argue, well, what do you mean? If I think that the Chasana, if I think the Nisuin is a mitzvah, so then according to the Rama, so a good chunk of this halacha was just eviscerated. The Tzorech mitzvah, hakol sharis. And maybe Gufa, that's exactly what the Rama wants to say. Maybe that is his point. Maybe that's why he wrote it here, is to say that he's going in a different direction than the Mechaber. And he says, the Tzorech mitzvah, hakol sharis. So the Magen Avram picked up exactly on that issue. Yenison, you want to take the Magen Avram and then the Aruch HaShulchan's version of the Magen Avram? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the Magen Avram says, "What's called the Tzorch Mitzvah? Again, she ain't like Isha Banim, but to live in base chasnos. Mash ain't like an Isha Isha Klal. I know she would like Misamli Milsa. That's not because of whatever it was. Aruch HaShulchan say. Lachay Nagulas is begot Mechadosh Mosarach Lisur and Al Mishkaim Peruvu Aser."
Okay. Sif Zion. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says that's exactly what is going on here, according to the Rama. So let's unpack the issue. So he makes a huge assumption in terms of the Lamdus, but he says, yeah, what the Rama meant to say is that he disagrees with the unqualified scope of the Mechaber's position, and that his position, the Rama's position, is what, Yenison? That in fact,
there could be a case of kiddushin where you wouldn't be. I mean, case of nisuin where you wouldn't. The tzorach nisuin wouldn't work.
Okay, so in fact, right, that's the next level where he says he doesn't really think that you could prohibit the nisuin itself. But in terms of the binyan shel simcha, in terms of the base chasnas points, he starts out by saying, "Wait a second, what the Rama meant to say, l'tzorach mitzvah hakol shari, means that a base chasnas would be mutter as long as the Nisuin has the status of a mitzvah." Now, what will, Ilan, this is what you anticipated, right? What will then allow the Nisuin to be classified as Letzarech Mitzvah if...
whether or not there's a mitzvah or not.
Oh! Right? If the person hasn't really fulfilled Piri of the Rivia yet. So now you start thinking to yourself, well, wait a second. Wait, that makes a very big assumption. That makes a huge assumption about the nature of Nisa. Maybe I would have said, okay, that would imply that the only mitzvah that could be associated with this is Piri of Erivia. So we already have insider knowledge of how the Rishonim think about this. So first of all, you might not say that Nisuin is in any way related to Piri of Erivia, if you were the Rosh. And even if you're the Rambam, you might say, well, okay, of course it's related, the Pharos of the Ravos Mimena, right? But there's some intrinsic mitzvah value to this altogether. So the Magen Avraham says, point number one, Yenison, is that he thinks what the Rama was cholik on was exactly that nekuda, that a base chasnus, in the event that Piri of Erivia has not been fulfilled yet, is in fact mutter. And he says the truth of the matter is that the Nisuin itself would have to be mutter under these circumstances, but it's not, you know, the right time, as we discussed a little bit last week. So that's
not a mitzvah?
What's that?
It's not a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah, but it's what I like to call a davar she'esh lo matirin.
Okay.
That's the only term that's really used in terms of Yisurin, but better to do it at a different time. It's not lo mesam nemilsa, it's not a good... so not a good time to be starting off a marriage. We're concerned about what the outcome is going to be. So the Magen Avraham thinks that there is a pretty big machlokes here between the Mechaber and the Rama, in terms of the Rama coming along and saying that a minag is very nice, but it can't get in the way of a mitzvah. And he says, and that's why He thinks that the way that the practical minhag developed is that you were allowed to make preparations. We don't have a beis chasnus anymore, but people can prepare. They can make the preparations for a wedding which is going to take place after, say, after chatzos on Yud Av, okay, that there's going to be a chasna that's going to take place. So those preparations can all happen, and they don't have to be nimat from Rosh Chodesh Av, or from, you know, Shivasar B'Tammuz, because they're clearly Litzarech Mitzvah. They're all affiliated. They're all accessories that are associated with the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya, which is being accessed through this Nisuin. That's really a very important position that the Magen Avraham developed. So Ilan, just one second. And I think I saw Nachi also has a question. So let's just try to develop this out a little bit. The Yarech HaShulchan basically accepts the position here of the Magen Avraham. Okay, go ahead, Yenison.
Because there being a Ramon, the Tzarech Mitzvah, Kol Shari, Ayak on the Shani. Kmoy bin Yonni, Beit Knesset, Beit Medrash. Near the Kol Tzarech Rabim, Mutter, the Kol Tzarech Rabim, Havi, the Tzarech Mitzvah.
So that's already point number one. He thinks that, you know, when the Ramah said the Tzarech Mitzvah, so he takes us into a broader category. So it's like, you know, say, Chol HaMoed, you know, the Tzarech Mitzvah, or the Tzarech HaRabim. So he thinks that fundamental equation applies here as well. So that actually you could have construction on the shul, or could have construction on the base medrash. I wouldn't think it's such a good idea, because I think everybody would be more heter for themselves on that basis. They say, oh, the shul is doing construction, why can't I do construction? I don't know, they would know the Arach HaShulchan. I don't think it would be such a good idea, personally. But, you know, maybe in the Varduk in the 1880s, and everybody knew the halacha. But Venera, the Chol Tzarech Rabim is Mutter, the Chol Tzarech Rabim is Kitzarech Mitzvah. Okay, and then he says, "V'yesh misha kasav." We know exactly who he's talking about.
To attend base chasnas, the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Kai Shloim Kiyam Pirei V'Rivya. Bechein, because Chadosh Matzarech Nisuin, Moter the Mishnah Kiyam Pirei V'Rivya.
Velo od, and he says, "Well, once Im Kvar that we're talking about, you know, Litzarech Hamitzvah. So then somebody's going to wake up one day and say, well, what about the wedding itself? That's also a mitzvah." Velo od, afilu Nisuin Moter the Mishnah Kiyam Mitzvahs Pirei V'Rivya. Vizesh Enosin Yabi Yamim Elu is what, Yenison? That's only...
It's only a separate time, though, how you summon to Lisa Yom Aram Elu, believe if they are Isser.
Ah. The MS, she says, it's absolutely true. The Magen Avraham is absolutely correct in his citation.
Neshkin Kosvaran. Vishim Arab Haigan, Besoik Perkam with the Tainus, Al Times Kshamim Ein Shom. Al Medir Rebeinu Haramash, Kosav Zerak Amalocha, Amalocha Vlea An Suin, Shramainan Nusuin Mechol Inyan Oster Lufnei Hatishabo.
Okay, so Shavuot Shechalbi wants to leave off as a different category for a second. So this is an amazing line in the Arach HaShulchan. So he says, I'm with the Magen Avraham, let's say 90% of the way. He says, but I'm not sure about one point here. When the Ramah wrote the Tzarech Mitzvah HaKol Shari, what was he talking about? What was the context? It was Akiva what? What was he talking about? The Ramah was talking about the topic of Malacha, right? The Avor Nekisha Malachim, the Beis Chasnos, the Ilan, not the Aegis, but the Ilan. So the Ramah was talking about, he thinks that those kinds of activities, the Tzarech Mitzvah, like the Beis HaKnesses, the Arach HaShulchan would say, or the Beis HaMetrish. But maybe really, the Arach HaShulchan says, maybe really there actually is a fundamental Isser of Nisuin b'yamim elu. Really, the Tzarech Mitzvah is not going to help you with that. He says, I'm open to the possibility, the Arach HaShulchan says, that maybe the only reason for such an Isser is, in fact, because it's not a Siman Tov. Maybe there's an Isser to get married at a time when it's not, you know, as they would say, a good time. Yafed davar b'ito. Maybe that Gufa is the Isser, he says. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it could be that this heter of the Ramah, Litzarech Mitzvah, HaKol Shari, is really only going on the Malacha, not on Nisuin itself. you put a gun to my head, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and you say, then tell me what the Isser is. Tell me what's Usser. So, well, maybe it's not mutter to get married at a time, which is not defined as, you know, an ace tov. Really interesting idea, right? It's almost like reminiscent of that initial distinction that Magen Avraham had from our first year between Puranos and Avelos, right? Maybe these are like, you made Puranos, so you're not supposed to do it. But the Aruch HaShulchan is saying something very subtle here. He thinks that the Rama's heter may not have been as far-reaching as the Magen Avraham was going to make it out to be. When Magen Avraham would tell, if you came to the Magen Avraham, and I don't know, you gave some really compelling reason why you had to get married right now, right this second, you know, he would say it's not the best time to get married, but you said, you know, it's not a davar sheish lo matirin, and you were in the Magen Avraham's shul, he would say it's really mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan might say it's actually aser. And leaving aside the Shavua Shechal Bo issue. So let's see how the Chafetz Chaim thought about this issue. Right? Because again, the context of the Ramah, Letzarech Mitzvah, HaKol Shari, and that's really the debate here. Did he really only mean that in terms of Malach, or did he mean that in the broader sense? You know, again, the way that the Magen Avraham wanted to make it out. Okay, so Yenis, and just a little bit further, and then we'll give Ilan and Nachi the final word here. This is an incredibly fascinating topic about what actually is the true halacha. Not the minhag, but what's the true halacha of nisuin during the 9 days? Okay. Right, so again, he accepts the basic notion that Letzarech Mitzvah means that the Nisuin has to be Letzarech, the Kiyam of Periyah V'Rivya, which we said is, a, you know, when you're learning Masechta Kiddushin, a fascinating assumption in the Lamdas. You have to make a number of assumptions to get there. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim came down on the side of saying that Me'ikar Hadin, there really is no Isser of getting married during the 9 days. That's Me'ikar Hadin. It's not a Siman Tov, we agree. It's not the perfect time for it. But he accepted the Ramah's reading, the Magen Avraham's reading of this Ramah. So you actually have a Machlokas HaPoskim in the end, whether Me'ikar Hadin, there's truly an Isser or not to get married during the 9 days. Everybody would agree that it should not be done. The question is, you know, you really want to drill down and ask yourself, I should not, or I'm not allowed to? Those are two different things in the world of halacha. And shas hadchakib di'eved damya. So let me raise the following 2020 question. Shaloneda. But imagine the following scenario. Imagine the numbers start ticking up. Okay? And it's entirely possible, right? For example, the governor announced today that based on what happened across the country, they opened way too quickly, and you have terrible problems all over in Texas and California and Florida, Arizona, all over the country, with many, many, many thousands of cases per day. It's an intolerable thing. It's really highly irresponsible as well. Again, totally predictable. The governor said, he's going to be mode b'miktas, that we shouldn't open the indoor restaurants on July 2nd. That was his initial put. So he's going to slow down the opening by the measure of the indoor restaurants. I passed by an outdoor restaurant the other day. I was just driving by it. It's okay. There were 300 people within about a 14-foot space with no mask, so, okay, we'll see how much it does, but, okay. He's making his hishtadlus, I guess. So let me ask you a question. So imagine a scenario where somebody says, I might not be able to get married with 10 people in a particular location because the numbers are going up and up and up, and it's Gimelav, okay, whatever it is, And there's no clarity whatsoever that by Yudav I'll be allowed to get together with 10 people anymore. So we'll have to be so meich, let's say on that note, Rabbi Yehuda, to get married with 4 people and maybe even that. So you said, and they came to you and said, can I get married now? So what would you say? You tell them to delay? So a lot of that is taloi on how you understand this issue of the Ramah. So I think it would be very difficult for a Rav to paskin in such a situation not to get married. Me'ikra Adin, the Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah both thought that it was mutter, at least for Ashkenazim. Now the Aruch HaShulchan, he wasn't so sure that it's actually mutter. Shavua Shechalba is a different story. He thinks that it could be Aser, and even if that Iser is Mishum, that you don't start a marriage at a time which isn't an Ace Tov. So it could be a very, very practical Shaila under Chas HaDchak circumstances. Very unusual circumstances. The other possibility, and again, this is not an area of Halacha that I'm dealing with in any kind of an ongoing way. I got a Shaila this morning from one of our congregants who made Aliyah. So he was invited to try out for the Israeli Air Force. That is not something. They only, I don't know what percentage of the population is, much less than 1% gets invited to try out. You have to be at the highest level of the physicals and do very, very good scores in math and physics especially. So he got an invitation to try out, over the course of a month. His parents are very strict, as is proper, regarding coronavirus. So it turned out that the only transportation that he would have available to him, the only way of getting there would be on Shivas Arbitamas. And he said, Litzorech, defending Klal Yisrael, so what should I do about the Tainus? So he said, in the end of the day, I thought that it was clear that he had to fast, even with all of the heterim of Reb Chaim that we discussed last week. Halacha l'maisa, and I said, B'schos, you're doing the right thing, and fasting, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you the strength just to spend 6 hours in the flesh. So I'm not very experienced in general in the halachos of the tzava, but I could conjure up another scenario. Well, let's say this did happen. This did happen in 2006, so before you guys are old enough to remember. But there's a war over the summer. So if you're going to be sent off to battle, so I don't know, maybe they'd advise you to hold off for different reasons. Or maybe they'd say, no, you should get married. If you were scheduled to get married to somebody, you should get married. And there's a mechames mitzvah, so afilu chasan v'chadr v'kala mechu pasa. So is there actually an Isser, or is it just not, a Siman Tov? So you have to go to the Israeli Poskim for that. I'm not competent. I don't have the requisite Shimosh in that area, because I don't deal with those Shilas regularly. But that's another question that I would have to think about. I think a Posek would have to think about if they know there's a war, so he's going to have to go tomorrow or the next day, and we don't know when he's coming back, so maybe they should get married. They should get married right now. So that's a really interesting, another nafkamina lehalacha. So you should know there's a debate in the Achronim whether or not there's actually a formal iser or that this is the minog. But Meikra Adin, when the Rama said the tzarech mitzvah kol shari, that even means nisuin bishalokiyim mitzvahs piriyah v'rivyah.